The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
Here he is, head of the Northern Echo, the Baron himself, Peter. Baron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ollie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed, very well indeed. I mentioned a couple of times already, people are probably getting a bit bored about this, but I've got the championship table here and Middlesbrough at the top. Long may that continue.
Absolutely.
But it's not football, it's cricket, isn't it, today?
Yes, it's cricket. It's not just any ordinary game of cricket either. We're talking about Sydney Aquarium staging an underwater cricket match to promote the World Cup.
Right, OK, then. An underwater cricket match. Promoting the World Cup, so we need... what we need, of course, is your headline to go with this cricket story. Away you go, then, Peter. What is it?
The headline has to be Geoffrey Boycod.
Geoffrey Boycod.
Correct.
I see exactly what you've done there.
Thank you.
Well, let's see whether or not Sarah back, refreshed from the holidays, can manage to come up with a superior headline. Sarah, where you go? Lots there.
Can we just point out, I've come up with nothing. This is all everybody else's work.
Were you floundering?
Very good. I do like yours, though, I have to say.
Are you giving in? Give it in.
No. Just, I'm saying, I do quite like yours. Jim and Eileen have gone for the same sort of thing. Jim says, caught in the ships.
Caught in the what?
Ships. And Eileen.
I'm pleased that went well.
It was ships, not slips.
Yeah. You practiced that one.
I did. Eileen says, caught in the nets. Master G on Twitter says, the T20 splash. Cremo says, first splash cricket. Angela says, out for a duck. Dave says, deep cover, which I think is really good. Mm. Gavin says, ashes to splashes. Michael says, synchronised spinning. It's good, isn't it? Mm. And Mark says, how's that? It's not trout.
Hey, not trout?
Yeah, it's all right.
Peter.
Oh, it's got come on, Peter, it's good. But the one we're going with is from Tony. House Sprat. Not how's that? House Sprat.
House Sprat.
It's snappy and I like it.
House Sprat. BBC Tees Breakfast. Geoffrey Boycod. Northern Echo. Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair. Who's going to earn the points today and who's been caught on the boundary fence?
It's House Sprat for me to all.
That's a terrible decision.
You're not very happy about that, Peter.
No, I'm not.